This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
On the line, radio.com, former NBA hoopster Brian Scalabrine won the NBA title with the Celtics in 2008. Anything is possible. And now the host of Scal and Pals on radio.com. Insider calls are brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Sir, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. I mean, I think some of the bad first-round series are in the past, and now we can move on, and there's some really good games going on.
And at the same point, we still got two Game 7s to go in the West.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, with that, those series are unbelievable. It's funny. I'm big into duels, like the all-time playoff duels between this player and that player. I think Donovan Mitchell and Jamal Murray are entering into that conversation. That was one of the funnest back and forth I've seen in a long time, and those guys and their shot making ability has been insane. And then how about Chris Paul? I was always like an okay fan of Chris Paul. I really loved him down in OKC. I liked his leadership. I like his shot making ability. He's not hurt this year. He seems to be playing at a big level. And there's a lot of juice to that series between the, obviously they made the trade in the offseason.
If you're looking at the Mitchell Murray Jazz Nuggets duel, Game 7 is tonight. Who are you picking to be Aaron Burr, and who are you picking to be Alexander Hamilton?
Yeah, I think that the Jazz will win, even though I feel like Denver has still sold all that momentum. And I think the difference is just, I can't imagine. I think Donovan Mitchell is playing really good. Don't get me wrong. I think he's playing at a big-time level. The shot-making of Jamal Murray right now is insane. So I don't know if he can continue that moving forward. Remember, they pressed him a lot the last game. I think he didn't come out in the second half. So it's two times in a row where he played a ton of minutes. So I feel like the Jazz will have an advantage. But if he goes off like that, the way that he was playing, he's unguardable with those step backs and the floaters and things like that. So I'm leaning towards Utah because I think they have more guys that can guard Jamal Murray. And I can't imagine Jamal Murray goes for 50 again. But if he goes off like that, there's nothing that anybody on that Jazz defense could do to stop him.
Brian, I asked this yesterday to our guys, and I'm going to ask you now. Is it still Jokic's team, or is it Murray's team now and in the future?
Yeah, I don't know this one because it could go either way. I feel like Jokic makes life better for everybody out there. Jamal Murray is that bona fide scorer, a perfect complement to a guy like Jokic. He can catch and shoot the hand back. He can come off a dribble handoff and turn the corner. He can do all those things. But like the identity of the team is Jokic. Their whole offense is ran around Jokic. Their whole defense is ran around Jokic. So even though Jamal might be the best player, the most go-to guy, like Jokic is such a dynamic player, and they've geared everything towards him. But I've always said that Jokic needs to be more aggressive anyways. So maybe it's like a perfect balance of him able to do his thing, play off of Jamal Murray, but still make those dynamic passes to all the rest of the cutters. So it can go up in the air. I'm not sure. I feel like it'll be Jokic's team, but maybe Jamal's ready to take that next step.
Brian Scalabrine joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. And obviously here in DFW, we suffered the series-ending blow. And I wanted to kind of look at this team, Brian, because earlier, I think it was during the fall, you kind of mentioned the name Brad Beal. And I think Kevin and I kind of latched on to that could be the dude. And so now after watching what Luka did in the playoffs, does that change for you at all? Do you think Luka needs a different type of player? What kind of guys does he need as teammates to go further?
Yeah, that's the question. Here's what it comes down to. if it's Brad Beal, I'll throw another name out there, Giannis Antetokounmpo, whoever it is.
Great.
I believe that Brad Beal, I'm sorry, I believe that Luka can be the best player on a championship team. Like, when we had that conversation back then, I wasn't sure I could put him in that category. I knew that he was already headed towards being an all-time big-time player. But he's entering into the conversation of being an all-time great. And all-time greats, they need to win championships. So is there a guy out there, whether it's Brad Beal, you know, some another name, Victor Oladipo, if it's Giannis, if it's whoever that guy is, he would have to go to Dallas and say, I'm going to Dallas because it's a great organization, which it is. I'm going to Dallas because it's a great city. I'm going there to win, but I'm not going there to be the man. It's not going to be my team. I would not be the face of this franchise, but I'm willing to make that sacrifice to win championships. And we don't have to look too far. We saw Kevin Durant, who was clearly the best player on the Golden State Warriors, and it was never Kevin Durant's team. I feel like it'll be the same thing with Luka. Now, Luka believes he can defer to this guy, get this guy going. This guy can have big nights. It will never be anybody's team but Luka's team. So if you can get a superstar who's willing to do that, that's the guy you want to have. You don't want the guy who's going to be upset by Luka getting all the attention, because that's just the nature of the business. When you draft a guy and he becomes a legend, and naturally people are going to always gravitate towards that guy. He is the face of the franchise. But if it's Giannis, if it's Brad Beal, whoever it ends up being, that guy is going to have to be willing to make a sacrifice and do it for just winning a championship. And I just don't know in this day and age who's willing to do that. But it will be important to see who Dallas signs, because I told you guys then, I don't think Porzingis is the second-best player. And that's no disrespect to Porzingis. It's not. I just think he's an unbelievable third option. He's a Kevin Love type. He's a Chris Bosh type. He's that type of player to me. They need another dynamic ball handler playmaker. It can't just be Luka.
Does it need – well, I guess that might rule out Victor Oladipo, because I feel like maybe he's not the superstar type and he's fine with not being the best player, but is he the second best player on a championship team with some of the injury problems that he's had? Because we already got KP, who comes with injury problems.
Sure. Yeah, that's a question that Dallas Medical would have to answer. When Victor Oladipo was right, he was unbelievable. And ever since the injury, he's had – like glimpses of moments that you think that he can get back to that level, but he has not sustained that. And I don't know if he'll ever get back to that. I know, and I also don't know if he's okay with going there and being, you know, the second guy behind Luka or even third guy behind Porzingis. I'm not sure. So Oladipo happens to be a free agent in 2021. I'm not sure Dallas will go after him or not because he's an injury history, but they do have to add somebody, and 2021 would be the year that they do it. And they don't have a lot of assets to trade to go out there and get like a Brad Beal at this point. So it's going to be interesting how the Dallas Mavericks do it, and they're going to have to try to strike in free agency.
Brian Scalabrine joining us on 105.3 The Fan. Brian, is Marcus Morris the dirtiest player in the NBA?
No, he's not the dirtiest, but he is going to challenge. Listen, I look at it like this. Like, from being a white guy in the league, I thought that when you're getting like that type of effort from Morris and trying to get under your skin, it's the most way you can compliment another player. If Morris is taking the time to try to get underneath your skin and you're Luka, you've arrived. Because that's what he does. That he did that with LeBron. He does that with he does that with Giannis. He does it with all players. Anthony Davis, that's what he's going to do, because he wants to get the superstar thinking about something else. So I don't think that he's dirty. I think he's willing to do whatever it takes to win. You know, in the NBA now, it definitely seemed that way, that shot to the head. You just don't see that very often. But I do think that he's trying to get Luka, you know, a little bit rattled.
How important is it that the Mavericks get a person like him, so when he does that, you do something back to Kawhi or Paul George to make sure, hey, if you want to do that, that's fine. And I'm a baseball guy, Brian. That's what I played. And it's like, that's fine. Yeah. If you want to do that, then watch what I do to your guy.
Yeah, the NBA doesn't work like that anymore. I think moving forward, if somebody does that stuff to Luka, and I think those guys get suspended now. They end up missing a ton of games, and they end up losing a lot of money. So it's not a – a retaliation league like it used to be. So I'm not sure that Dallas would be better off trying to get a guy who could really shoot the ball. And you know what? And now you don't even need a tough guy to stand up to Marcus Morris or a Kawhi Leonard. You can have this normal, hard-nosed, you know, tough-ish guys that would do the job.
Looking at the rest of the playoffs, we were all excited that the Mavs gave the Clippers a really tough run for their money. Do you think they are the favorite, or do you have them winning the NBA title? And if not, how do you see it all playing out?
I did have the Clippers as the best team in the NBA.
You changed your mind because of the Mavericks?
Absolutely. Like, I thought that defensively they were the best defensive team. Now, I'm going to do one thing just to hold back is Patrick Beverley. Obviously, and Doc said it. Doc said Patrick Beverley is our engine on the defensive end. He gets everyone more involved. Everyone talks. We have a quiet team. He's a loud voice. So, him not playing is a huge impact for the Clippers. And when I don't look at offense as much as like most people do. I always assume that the offense will work itself out. I look at defensively. How do you exploit matchups? And defensively, can you hold your own? Can you get stops? Are you versatile? And the Clippers checked all those boxes until I watched Luka just dismantle that team. So I thought that they were the best team. I'm not sure. I want to reevaluate them when Patrick Beverley comes back. But I do think that the Clippers have the personnel to be the best defensive team. But I just don't know what's up with Paul George, man. He's supposed to come here, all the attention on Kawhi Leonard. Paul George is supposed to have this great series and all the stuff in the past, calling himself Playoff P and everything like that. He was awful during that series. So maybe he can play – he just has to play average. He doesn't even have to play good. Just play average. He just can't play bad. And then the Clippers have a really good chance of winning it because of their defensive versatility. But Luka and the way that he dismantled their team has me worried a lot.
All right, so we've seen this from a lot of our Tolos down here, Brian, and that is that they desperately want Miami to beat the Bucks so that Giannis will leave the Bucks and come to Dallas and be a Maverick. How likely is that?
Of all the guys, I think he would do it. I think he would, but it's just my opinion of Giannis being all about winning. I also, if you watch last night, Giannis wasn't. That guy down in the fourth quarter. I think Giannis might like to have a little bit of help, but to leave a team, that's a hard thing to do, especially if you're a guy like him. Just think about, you guys dealt with Dirk Nowitzki. Like, he was Dallas all the way. It seems like Giannis is all the way, except that if they lose to Miami and, you know, this is an interesting offseason, they offer him a supermax, he turns it down. It does open up the possibilities, but I'm not thinking that that's like a no chance. I know a lot of people would say that. I think that there is a chance that he can end up. And then I don't know this, but this is my guess. I wonder if, and I played overseas, when people in overseas believe that the basketball there is better, the way that they train young kids is better. And you're starting to see Luka, and he's one of the best players in the NBA. Giannis, probably the two-time MVP of the NBA. I wonder if they'll do sort of like, hey, it'd be really interesting to get this European thing, right? Like, we all come together and have three guys not from America and us being the best team winning championships. I don't know if they think that. I just know that there's a, you know, from the Dream Team to 92 to now, people in Europe believe the only reason why the United States is great is because there's so many people here. And if you put all of Europe together, people over there really believe that the basketball there is better than the basketball here. And, you know, like, the, you know, these countries like Slovenia has, like, you know, 3 million people. That's like comparing Slovenia to a state. And they believe that, yeah, you could take people from Slovenia and the best players from there, they would be any state from out here, Texas, California. That's how they believe. So I wonder if they would team up as having like an all-European connection and try to win an NBA championship.
Do you think that Giannis would want to come here to play with Luka because he also can't shoot free throws? Or
dang, dude.
I don't think it's – you mean Giannis can't shoot free throws?
Yeah.
And neither can Shaq Luka.
I don't think that would be the reason. I think he would come to win championships. Hey, you guys tell me. That team would be a pretty sick team. That'd be a fun team to watch.
Oh, that's Luka, a dynasty. Giannis,
hell yeah, it would.
Yeah, it'd be fun to watch. And they're all really young, so – I just, I feel like that's on the radar, but yeah, you guys, as much as there is some beef between you and Miami in the past, you guys should definitely be Miami Heat fans right now.
I will never be a Miami Heat fan. I understand the logic. Your logic is sound, but there's something about sports hate that cannot get me to root for logic. I root for the Heat to fail always.
Well, if that fails, if Miami succeeds and you get Giannis, you can put your ego aside for, what are we looking at, 10 days here?
Yeah, that's a fair point. I think you might have underestimated how big my ego is, but you make a very fair point. And also, you've gotten me unreasonably hyped about Giannis coming here. I thought it was 0% chance. Now I'm like...
It's not zero.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's not zero.
It's not zero. I think you have just as good a chance as anybody else. And that's L.A., Miami, your other favorite team. Like I think the Dallas Mavericks, and you look at their cap situation with the superstar and the second guy, which in my opinion is the third guy, who is intriguing. Like players in the NBA do like Porzingis. They know he gets hurt, obviously, but they do like what he brings. He's to shoot the three, deck the ball, get to the cup, block shots. They do like him. So it's not zero. I'm telling you right now, it's not zero.
Woo. Well, thank you for your time, your insight, and now this extra dose of Giannis excitement. Thanks, man.
Say it. Go Heat. Say it.
No. Go Heat.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
Mike!
I don't care. Dwayne Wade's not on the team anymore.
Wow.
They don't have the refs giving him 30 free throws a game in the playoffs.
I could see why Scal and Pals is so popular. Thank you very much, Brian Scalabrine. Appreciate it, man.
You got it, guys. See ya.
That was Radio.com Sports Insider Brian Scalabrine. Insider Calls brought to you by Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Man, that was too much hype. I'm too much hyped up now.
Non-0% chance Giannis is a Maverick.
That's an infinite increase over where I was.
We have to keep our powder dry.
1%.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.